As I was saying, this was Bachi Chesel Shagam, Rav Yehudim Sechaz Erev and Daf Memalov. Rabbi said, we asked Rav Huna if you fast on Friday, should you complete the fast? Maybe it's not proper to go into Shabbos when you're hungry. Rav Huna didn't know what to answer. They asked Rav Yehuda, who also didn't know what to answer. Rav quoted a brayso which says that when Tisha B'Av falls on Friday, you should eat something before Shabbos. Obviously, you're not supposed to go into Shabbos while fasting. Another brayso says, Machlegas among Tanoim. Brayso quotes Rav Yehuda, who said that he was once with Rabbi Akiva on Tisha B'Av and it was Friday, and Rabbi Akiva ate something before Shabbos began. Rabbi Yossi argues and says, you're allowed to complete a fast on Friday because he says you would agree that if Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, you start fasting on Shabbos, the last hour of Shabbos. So you can fast the first hour of Shabbos. Also, they said it's very different to go into Shabbos when you haven't eaten at all than to just stop an hour early after you've eaten the whole day and not suffering on Shabbos. Ula passing like Rabbi Yossi that you're allowed to complete your fast on Friday. Rabbi asks, how can we pass like Rabbi Yossi? A Mishnah says, or Gamliel says a bunch of days where we don't decree a fast, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, if you were in the middle of a series of fasts and it fell out on one of those days, you should fast. Rav Meir said, Rav Gamliel would agree that even if you fast on those days, you wouldn't complete the fast. Similarly, you wouldn't complete the fast of Tisha B'Av on a Friday. So a Braisa goes further and says, during the lifetime of Rav Gamliel, the halacha was accepted following him. After his passing, Rav Yeshua tried to change the halacha. Rav Yechamir said, while he was alive, we followed him. We're not going to change the halacha now after he has passed away. We see that we passing that on a fast on a Friday should not be completed. Mar says, during Rabbi Gamliel's lifetime, they passed like him. But during Rabbi Yossi's lifetime, they passed like him, like Rabbi Yossi. Checking the word, did they really pass like Rabbi Gamliel during his lifetime? Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Tzadik, who came from son of Shea ben Yom, and said when Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, and therefore the fast was pushed off to the next day, which was really Yud Av, he said, our family would fast, but wouldn't complete the fast, because for them it was a Yom Tif, the 10th of Av was a Yom Tif. It seems that only a Yom Tif itself was enough reason not to complete a fast. However, Erev Yom Tif or Erev Shabbos, the fast would be completed. Ravina said that Yom Tif of the son of Shea ben Yom was only a Drabbana, and therefore you can even fast part of the Yom Tif itself. So surely be able to complete the fast when it was Erev of that Yom Tif. However, Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to complete a fast because Shabbos itself, you're not even allowed to fast at all. Rabbi Yossi says, I never heard the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. Abaya said, no, you did hear, because you taught us that. You taught it to us on a Mishnah that was quoted before of Gamliel and Rabbi Meir. You said that Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rav, said that Rabbi Meir says the fast may not be completed, but the Chacham say it may be completed. Presumably, the Chacham are arguing about completing the fast on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, and Friday. Mar says it could be that the Chum were only arguing about Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, but would agree that one may not complete a fast on Friday. Mar says this would make sense that Rabbi Yehuda was not referring to a Friday, because Rabbi Yehuda was asked regarding the halacha of fasting on Friday, he didn't know the answer. Mar says that's not a proof, because we find that Rabbi Huna also didn't know the halacha when asked, and yet we find that he passed that a fast may be completed on a Friday. We have to say that he didn't know the halacha when they were asked originally, but later on they learned the halacha. Had nalach perek bakoel ma'arvin. Perek mishoy tziyuhu, perek revi. Dr. Mishnah B'siyata D'Shmaya, a person who was forcibly removed from his tchum by goyim or due to temporary insanity, he may only walk 4 amas that he's in now. If they forcibly took him back to within his original tchum, he may walk around his entire original tchum. If they took him to another city or a building outside of his tchum, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say he may walk the entire city or building. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva say he only gets 4 amas. So once happened that they were on a ship that moved beyond 2,000 amas from where it was the Ben Hashmashes. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah walked around the entire ship. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva stay within their 4 amas because they want to be machmer on themselves. Another time they didn't reach the port until it was already Shabbos. They asked Rabbi Gamliel if they were allowed to disembark. Rabbi Gamliel said that they may because he saw that they were within 2,000 amas to the port as Shabbos began. Zakim Mer Brisa says there are 3 things that cause a person to go against his own will and Hashem's will. Avodah Zarah, evil spirits, and the suffering of poverty. The reason to give this list is that people should always daven not to fall prey to one of these. 3 things that save a person from having to enter Gehenna is suffering with poverty, having stomach sickness, and one who is indebted to creditors who come after him. Others say also someone who has a bad wife. The first view doesn't include this because a person can just divorce her and not suffer. Second view says there are times when you can't divorce her. She has a large ksuba, they have children. The reason to give this list is again so one should accept these sufferings with love. There are 3 people who die suddenly. Someone suffering from stomach sickness, someone who has given birth, and someone with the Hadroikin disease. The reason to give this list is that someone should prepare Tachrichin if he's in one of these matzavim. Nachman, the name of Shmuel, says if someone leaves a tchum willingly, he may only walk within 4 amas. In fact, the Mishnah seems to say even if he is forcibly removed, he only gets 4 amas. So surely when he leaves willingly, he only gets 4 amas. Mar says if Nachman meant that if he returns to a tchum willingly, he only gets the 4 amas. Remember, that's obvious. The Mishnah says if Goyim return him, then he gets his original tchum back. It's mashma. If he returns on his own, he doesn't. Nachman meant that if he left willingly and it was returned forcibly, he only gets 4 amas. That's also obvious. The Mishnah says if he's forcibly removed and forcibly returned, he gets his original tchum. It's mashma that if one way was willingly, he doesn't get his full tchum. Mara says, we would have thought that the Mishnah should not be read as one case, but means that even if he left willingly but was returned forcibly, he gets his tchum back. From Nachman says, that's not the case. They asked Rabbah, if someone left his tchum and therefore he's stuck in his 4 amas but needs a bathroom, can he leave the 4 amas? Rabbah said, this is a human dignity issue, which surely trumps halacha d'rabbanan. Now, Adonai said, if he's clever, he should look for the closest bathroom towards his original tchum, and if that results in him re-entering his tchum, he would get his original tchum back. Rav Papa says, if fruits were taken out of the Tchum, objects take on the Tchum of their owners, and are then returned to the Tchum, even bemazed, they regain the original Tchum, because they're considered to have been forcefully removed and returned, since they don't move on their own. In fact, Rav Yosef Bashmaya asked, the Braisa says that Rav Nechemia and Rav Lezer and Yaakov say that fruit is also unless it is returned to a Tchum b'shoikik. Mara says it's actually a machlokes tanoim, but Tanakam of Braisa says, fruits removed from the tchum may only be eaten if removed b'shoigig, not b'mezid. And the Chemia says the fruits may only be eaten if returned to their tchum. And the Chemia must be referring to where it was returned b'shoigig based on the earlier Braisa quoted in this question. If so, he's not discussing the same case as the Tanakama. The Braisa must be missing words. The Tanakama must be saying if it returned to the tchum even b'mezid, the fruits may be eaten. And the Chemia says that's true only if it was returned b'shoigig. We see that this is machlekes tanoim in what we were just talking about. Maria asks, maybe all agree that when returned to the tchum, may be only eaten if it was returned b'shoigig. Maybe only argue regarding eating them outside the tchum, in which case Tanakhama says it may only be eaten outside if it was brought out b'shoigig, and Nechemia says even if it was it may not be eaten outside the tchum. From the fact that Nechemia and Rav Yaakov say it may not be eaten when returned to the tchum b'mezid, it must be that the Tanakhama argument says that even if returned b'mezid, it may be eaten.